Comedy Capers. Tom Post. Here we are with another edition of Comedy Capers, the tabloid musical comedy of the air. Just lean back and relax and enjoy the show, if it isn't too much trouble. And speaking of trouble, we all have it. It's like a comb and brush, always in your hair. But trouble makes the world go round. The only trouble being that the world has been going around so fast everyone is dizzy. The trouble with trouble is that it's so much trouble. But, hi-ho, lackaday, here we go for 15 minutes of untroubled trouble, and it's no trouble at all.
So I just roll along, have my ups, have my downs, have my ups and downs, all day long. When it's out of the fair, maybe it's hot, maybe it's cold, maybe it's hot or cold, I don't care.
The first troublemaker on our troublesome show is Jean Cowan, and it's no trouble at all to hear her sing. You just listen, and there she is, and it's even less trouble to look at her.
Trouble, trouble, I've had it all my day. Trouble, I've had it all my day. And it just looks like trouble will follow me right to my grave. The other evening as I sat reminiscing, just sort of thinking of the things that I've been missing, thinking of bygone days, I asked the reason, why don't those old trouble, trouble, stay away from me. Trouble, trouble, why don't you let me be? It seems in times like these, when we're having so much fun, you've always got a butt in. With bills, divorces, such silly things, make my life chagrin. Why, I can't see what good there can be in plugging all the time. I'm too young to waste my fun on business. It's a crime. I find there's trouble, trouble, and they are friends of despondency. Trouble, please stay away from me.
That was Little Jean Cowan singing a song that was almost as beautiful as herself. Say, who let that youngster in here anyway? Uh-oh. Elvia Allman presenting Mother and Junior.
Junior, Mother wants you to recite Little Jack Horner for Mrs. Dickerman. All right, I guess Peter's sick, Mrs. Dickerman. All right, then. Recite it, dear. Or she'll go home and tell her little boy you can't talk, won't you, Mrs. Dickerman? Come on, now. That's a good boy. Yes, you can have a lime drop after you finish. Now, come on. Little? Little? Why, you do so, Peter. Little who? Little Jack? You're just being stubborn. He's just being stubborn, Mrs. Dickerman. Little Jack Horner did what? Did? You know just as well as I do, he didn't sit on a tuffet. All right, are you going to recite it? Do you want to go straight to bed without any supper? All right, then. Little Jack Horner, there. Well, we'll let Dr. Carey come over and give him a great big dose of castor oil. Little Jack Horner. Little Jack Horner, what in a what? No, you can't have a lime drop until you've finished. All right. Little Jack Horner sat in his car. Do you want Mother to take your dump truck away, Junior? All right. Come out from behind that curtain and finish it for Mrs. Dickerman. All right, I'll get you started now. Little Jack Horner sat in the corner eating his Christmas. Christmas? Say it so Mrs. Dickerman can hear it, darling. Yes, I'll help you now. He put in his thumb and pulled out a... Not spider! He's confused it with Little Miss Dickerman. I mean, Little Miss Muffet. Well, I'll give him a hint and see if he can finish it. Now, take your finger out of your mouth, darling. Pulled out a plum and said, what a good, good, what, can't you say, am I? Well, say it. There. Don't you think that's pretty good for only 5 years old?
Well, I'd say it was pretty good even if he was 50 years old. And now the three stars will go to all the trouble of singing a song about trouble, and it is not the wedding march.
Good luck, sweetheart, wherever you go. You know that my heart's with you, for I love you so. I do with you on my mind, dear, the hours will fly. For I'll have your love to remember you by. I wish you good luck, sweetheart, in all that you do. And listen, if you need me, why, I'll see you through. I'll be forsaking all others till we meet again. But good luck, sweetheart, to you. This is the ending. Soon we must part, it was too good to last. Sweetheart, what a pity, no use pretending. My dreams are through, bum, bum, still I'll keep thinking of you, my darling. Good luck, sweetheart, wherever you go.
And that was the three stars, no relation to Mr. Hennessy. But the worst trouble is yet to come. Clark and Cleary, the two-man stock company presenting the Gilded Lily Guild, a stock company direct from the stockyards.
Take care, beware. Clark and Cleary are on the air.
Trouble started, ladies and gentlemen, with Adam and Eve. We dramatized for you a true incident in their lives. Adam and Eve have lost their home in the Garden of Eden, and as our scene opens, we find Adam and his ball and chain talking it over.
Well, Eve, you certainly got us in a nice mess.
Oh, don't be silly. Whoever heard of so much fuss over one lousy little apple?
I told you it was forbidden fruit.
Yes, and the next breath they tell you to eat an apple a day.
Well, what are we going to do about it?
What are we going to do about it? You're the man of the family. It's up to you to get some kind of a job and make a home and support me.
Yeah, what's the matter with you? You're no cripple. Why don't you get a job?
There you are. You're just like all the rest. I knew when I bit into that apple, the honeymoon was over.
Listen, honey. Why, honey, I didn't mean anything. Why, I...
Oh, no, you'd never mean anything. A girl gives a man the best years of her life, and then what happens?
Oh, Eve, please, I was only fooling.
Oh, yeah? I've been sweetheart, wife, and mother to you, and what do I get for it? Nothing but abuse. I wish I had a mother to go home to. For 2 cents, I'd pack every fig leaf I own and get out of here. I bet there's another woman around here that I don't know anything about.
Oh, shut up!
Go ahead, strike me, you big bully. There's the mailman. See what it is.
Yes, dear.
Well, what is it?
Well, give me time, will you? Give me time.
Now don't stand there gawking. Read it. Who's it from?
Well, it's from a real estate agent. It says... Oh, these glasses. It says... Let me see.
Oh, now. Give it to me. You're getting blinder than a bat. Let's see. Mr. Adam W. Adam, dear sir, understand you are in the market for a new home. Have some very choice listings and would be pleased to show them at your convenience. Signed, Gregory Greenberg.
Greenberg?
Yeah. Must be one of them Phoenicians.
Well, I'll run down and see what he's got.
And listen, if that guy hasn't got an NRA sign in his window, don't do business with him.
Okay, dear. When I bring the stuff for supper, shall I bring some nice apples?
Oh, I could smash you.
In our next scene, we find Eve in the garden, softly singing as she awaits Adam's return from the real estate agent's office.
Oh, tis you. No, no, nobody knows how oats, peas, beans, and barley grow.
Hi there, little Eve. How's the first lady of the land?
Okie doke. How's my little apple knocker? Did you find a place, honey?
Honey, I found the keenest house. It's on the back of a lot. But it's got everything. Tile, bath, and shower, stationary tubs, a beautiful kitchen, and something else. I bet you can't guess.
Yes, let me think now. I give up.
Electric refrigeration.
You'll never get me to move into that joint.
Why not, sugar?
What, me stay home all day and no ice man?
Which reminds me of the man who found the Iceman kissing his wife. He bought an electric refrigerator. Then discovered she was friendly with the milkman. He bought a cow and then found her making eyes at the man who delivered coal. The husband is now trying to buy a mine. Well, even trouble must end. So now the comedy capers conclude their program dedicated to trouble. But we'll be back with you soon. And remember, trouble can only get so bad, then it gets worse.